HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
In view of the rising number of coronavirus disease cases around the globe, World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus on Thursday said the tsunami of cases, driven by the new, highly transmissible Omicron variant, has now started to overwhelm health systems all across the globe. In a new high, a record number of 9.5 million fresh COVID-19 cases were reported globally in the week between December 27, 2021, and January 2, 2022. The weekly update from the WHO showed the daily tally of global cases had increased sharply during this duration by 71% as compared to the week prior. President Ramnath Kovind has expressed concern about the security breach during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Punjab on Wednesday. The Prime Minister met the President on Thursday and gave him a first-hand account of the security breach, the Rashtrapati Bhavan said. The Cabinet Committee on Security met and discussed the issue, people aware of the matter said. Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu also spoke to the PM about the incident and expressed his deep concern. If the SARS-CoV-2 mutates, the human antibody response too evolves. In a study published almost exactly a year ago, scientists at the Rockefeller University found that memory B cells, which churn out antibodies, mature over time. 6 months after an infection, they evolve to become better at neutralizing even mutated portions of the coronavirus that they were initially never exposed to. Now, a study by Swedish researchers have found several extremely potent neutralizing antibodies that have similarly matured over time and can fight off all existing SARS-CoV-2 variants, including Omicron. Four former chief ministers of the erstwhile state of Jammu and Kashmir, Farooq Abdullah, Omar Abdullah, Ghulam Nabi Azad and Mehbooba Mufti, are likely to lose their special security group protection as the Union Territories Administration has decided to right-size the elite unit established in 2000, officials said on Thursday. The Election Commission, widely criticized for its management of the last round of assembly elections which were held around the time the second wave of the coronavirus pandemic was emerging, is taking no chances as it prepares for upcoming elections across five states. Nor are political parties, which came under fire during the last round for large rallies and roadshows. On Thursday, EC held its second meeting with Health Secretary Rajesh Bhushan and a meeting with the Home Secretary to take stock of the situation amid the rise in Omicron cases across the country.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.